The Scott administration is stepping up its effort to protect the state's computer system from a major cyber attack. VPR's Bob Kinzel talks with the head of a new consolidated state agency that is working to make sure the personal information of Vermonters isn't stolen through a malicious attack.
It's a new state agency that most people have never heard of, and its primary job is to protect all of the state's computer systems and data from a cyber attack. Agency Secretary John Quinn says it's an ongoing and relentless battle.
We're seeing over 4 million attempts a year. So there's always scans going on from outside entities, bad actors, trying to figure out what we have and where we have it.
Quinn says, quote, different bad actors are often seeking different types of data that they hope to use illegally.
Whether it's personal information, financial information, healthcare data, IRS data, the state of Vermont has a lot of different types of data that we hold.
Previously, each department of state government had its own IT team. But a year ago, the Scott administration created the Agency of Digital Services to provide uniform cyber protections. Now the 400 IT people in those various departments report to Quinn.
We try to stay vigilant and stay up to date on new attacks that are coming up. Attacks are becoming more sophisticated every day. It is a growing concern, not only for Vermont, but for the United States as a whole.
Before the agency was created, Quinn says the state was more vulnerable to a cyber attack because there weren't common protection protocols in place.
So now when we have a patch for a system, we know what systems we have out there now. We know where the patch has to go. We know what update needs to be done and where. So as we were before, we were flying in the dark in a lot of cases.
In the coming year, Quinn hopes to expand the capability of his agency so that cyber attacks can be monitored in real time in every hour of every day.
So if there is an incident in the middle of the night, that we have someone available to be able to respond and not just respond on Monday morning or the next morning after it happens.
Quinn is seeking an additional $600,000 in this year's budget to cover the cost of providing 24/7 cyber protection coverage in the next fiscal year. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.